The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I thought it was going to overtime when it got into his hands. And I think even the guys on the North Carolina bench, I think in the locker room, they were saying that when he shot the ball, we knew it was going in.
I don't want to question Roy Williams because he knows more basketball than any of us. That might not have been the smartest defensive alignment. There probably should have been some backcourt pressure somewhere because he got way too good of a look. I mean, the ball was long gone before anyone even got anywhere near him.
There is now a statue on the campus of TCU of Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson's statue?
This is a pretty Aggie move to build a statue of a guy who hasn't done anything, right?
He's taken a crap program and won a Rose Bowl with it and damn near got into the playoffs with it.
Well, let's start building statues makes the playoffs.
It's dumb to build a statue for this guy, all right? Yeah, I'm just clarifying.
He's done nothing that warrants a statue being
fair built. Enough.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that, all available on podcastarena.com. Full show podcasts. Do we ever find out if the Sunday show was ever put up, John?
It is put up.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the Sunday show that we did at Fogo de Chão or Chow or whatever, if you're American, Chow, that's on there. Pretty good show. Had some baseball talk and some title talk. Everything, though. If you missed the first 2 hours, any of the things you just heard there, plus a lot of other stuff. Been a fun show so far, so we'll keep it going. 713-780-ESPN. Reminder that all the bumper music you hear today is local music. And Disco Biscuit says, local music Tuesday is a bomb for any Blitzers interested. Truck Stop Assassins, they do that in my cubicle. Or playing at Fitzgerald Saturday.
All right.
I will not be here to go. That is a catchy tune. That thing pops into my head every now and then.
Thank you for showing me where on my confirmation email that the... I was looking at the wrong email. I wasn't looking at the final email.
Ah, so that was the problem.
Yeah, but now you've helped me. You've saved me, and I'm all checked in B group.
All right. Yeah, I got in B group, too. I guess I should have done it sooner.
Yeah. I would have done it when I first wanted to do it, I probably would have made it, but too stupid to figure it out.
I wasn't close because I'm 23rd in B group.
Okay.
So I'm not too worried about it.
No, I'm 24th.
Well, I wonder why. Very strange how that happened.
I'm not showering tonight, and hopefully no one will want to sit by me.
Nobody ever wants to sit by me anyway, so I'm usually
the goal.
Safe. Yeah, I just go to the first aisle seat I can find, and that's it. Usually if I'm in B group, I can get an aisle seat. Not too worried about it. I have a couple of things that I kind of wanted to get to. Is that you buzzing or me?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay.
Blowing up over here.
What'd you get started over there?
I don't know.
Hey, did you see Cody, our buddy Cody, who listens to the show, got a call from Dana White?
I did not see that.
Yeah, you should check his Facebook status. It's very interesting. So he's on the radar.
Good. Should be.
Yeah. So he's a Blitzer. So hopefully that works out. But I saw that this morning. I usually don't go through and look too much at Facebook. But in this case, I did. But wanted to give him a little congratulations for that. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Austin. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
The thing I was wondering is what you guys think about the 25-point spread between Syracuse and UConn tonight in the Women's National Championship.
I have no idea, but I think that there's going to be an ass-whooping. So that's all I know. I don't have any inside scoop. I just think it'll be a bloodletting.
If you really feel the need to bet this, First off, is there an 800 number we should give them?
There should
be. What is it? Everybody's on the over?
Yeah.
That seems to be the play.
That's the magic.
So if you're going to go that, going to go down that road, if you have to have something to bet on tonight, God, there's other options. There's, you know what? I've you've never heard me say this. I'd rather you bet on baseball than women's basketball.
Yeah.
But if you have to, bet the over. Let's try Ben. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello, sports.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, AJ, I just want to let you know I have mixed feelings about your show. You're applying a standard of professional conduct that does not exist with amateur athletes, okay? These guys are experiencing wild swings in emotion. They lost a buzzer beater. Think of yourself in college radio or wherever you started out. Some guy drops an F-bomb. That's ridiculous. You can't expect somebody who's a college kid to react with the emotional maturity that you can expect a professional. You're judging him in the same way you're judging Marshawn Lynch for never answering questions. These guys are crying. They're emotional. It makes for great copy, great television.
All I'm saying is when you're a 21-year-old man and you lose a basketball game, if you want to cry for a minute, that's okay. 15 minutes after the fact, get over it. Life moves on. And, I mean, I never did college radio. I had no aspirations of being in radio when I was in college. But, I mean, anybody who's played sports, and in fact, when I, my last MMA fight, I lost. It was the first time I'd lost. I didn't cry. It sucked. It was a crappy feeling. But I didn't cry. And I, if anybody had a reason to, it was me. My ACL was blown out and my face was a bloody mess. So, but I didn't cry. I mean, if you, I hate the college kids thing. Marcus Paige is a senior. He's 21 years old, 22 years old. At what point do you turn into a grown-up? I don't know. All I know is when I was 17, I was in basic training, and I wasn't crying when things didn't go my way. So, no, I if you have mixed feelings about the show, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not for everybody. But, no, I do think that they're, like I said, the guy's crying on the court. I understand that's an emotional moment. But they give these kids a cool down 15 minutes before they're talking to any media in the locker room. If 15, 20 minutes after the fact you're still blubbering, you need to grow a pair. Sorry.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Texter asked, Fred, what was your take on the Florida Derby? I thought Nyquist looked terrific considering that Gulfstream surface is terrible. I would never race a horse there. There was $1 million bonus, but I think he's the best three-year-old in training. I think he deserves to be the Derby favorite. The people who do the buyer numbers gave him a ridiculously low number, which I don't quite understand. But I think he's for real. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Texter, wow, 15 minutes to get over the most depressing loss in your life. You guys are too emotional. I think that's yeah, that's a problem.
That's must be you millennial crybabies talking. I mean, it's not like your grandmother just died. You lost a basketball game. A basketball game. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. I mean, it's a like you said, it was the biggest game of your life. Somebody had to win. Somebody had to lose. But, yeah, if you're still boo-hooing 20 minutes later and you're a grown-ass man, 21-year-old man, yeah, you got to get it together, bro. Sorry.
I think the coach just gets that kind of kids because that's what he does.
Could be.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Yeah, the Roy Williams crying thing is just ridiculous. He does it all the time, too. It's like, oh, we lost. I feel so bad for these kids. Grow the hell up, man. That I don't agree with. I'll give kids more of a pass. I ain't giving the coach a pass. Especially when he's not giving anybody a pass about anything.
Twitter. North Carolina guys are crying because they have a bunch of light-skinned brothers. I don't know if that's true that light-skinned brothers are more sensitive. I'm not giving any credence to that.
That's a theory?
Apparently. Only time it's appropriate for a man to cry is in a week or so as the tax deadline approaches. As it can be. It can be a tough time. I'm still waiting on my hearing date for my property taxes.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Yep.
I'll save this for next segment, but it's weird, some of the Twitter accounts I follow, like Yahoo Canada for some reason I'm following. But every now and then they tweet out some really good stuff. And they're obviously as excited about Game of Thrones coming back as I am.
Everyone is.
They tweeted out 10 characters that have changed from the beginning of the show, where they've used different actors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there were that many.
I didn't either, but I hate that.
I do too. Some of them I didn't notice. And in fact, most of them you didn't notice. But there are a few that will surprise you. I mean, obviously, Dario was the big one that everybody, you know, everybody knows about that one. But there's some other ones that might catch you off guard.
You want to do that next, you're saying?
Yeah, because we only got a couple minutes left in the segment. Cowboy Bill says, guess Dick Vermeil gets no sympathy. I'm not a fan of that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not sensitive enough.
Yeah. That is.
Maybe I'm not worried enough about everybody's feelings.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And to me,
we shouldn't make fun of them in their safe space.
Exactly. Am I blocked?
It was really not unfair that Villanova hit that shot. It just wasn't fair for the North Carolina kids that someone had to lose.
Look, I'm okay with you being a little emotional right at the end of something
like
that.
Like I said, yeah, when you're walking off the court, I understand, in tears in the eyes, I get it. But if you're still crying when you're talking to reporters 20 minutes later,
yeah,
okay.
Am I blocked? If not, then how do you feel about Super Bowl losers crying like Josh Norman and others? Same standard.
Yep.
Way to go, guys. Now AJ will have letters from the National Association for Men's Crying.
Well, too much man crying going on around here.
What do you
somebody didn't die, you can't cry.
Yeah. What do you expect from kids who are scared of Trump 2016 and sidewalk chalk?
That's what it is. Safe space. That the NRG was supposed to be North Carolina's safe space. And Villanova violated that safe space. It's not fair. Wah.
Exactly.
I feel like people are calling in defending that.
It's okay to be sensitive and show your feelings. You just lost the biggest game of your life.
Sed says that's not true about light-skinned brothers.
Okay. Just checking. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number if you want to get in. 713 says, I hate it when people call college athletes and or professional athletes kids or grown men and women. You know what, John? I know the perfect bit for this, and we won't be able to do it till Thursday because you won't be able to find it and clean it up before then. But I think it would have been 3 weeks ago, Bill Maher's show, his closing bit about Donald Trump and why he is the way he is speaks directly to this. And I'm not really a big fan of most of the things he says because he's way too liberal for me. But it's exactly what we're talking about. Could you find that for us? It's like 3 minutes long. We're not be able to do it today. But at some point, the next time this comes up about why it's okay for these kids to cry, I want to play that.
Too much crying.
Yeah, Roberto sent us a picture of Pikachu crying.
Calling him a spoiled 5-year-old?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, let me clean it up.
Yeah, it needs to be cleaned up. I think it's about 3 minutes long. But it's the best explanation of this I've seen. All right, while you're doing that, I'll go through my Game of Thrones character changes that we discussed. Number one on the list, and this might surprise you. Tell me this website's acting up now. Daenerys Targaryen was not originally Emilia Clarke.
Is this something that's changed? Like, since
Actually, for the pilot, which did not air, of course, an unaired pilot, Tamsin Merchant, who was on The Tudors, was cast. apparently they didn't like it. They redid the pilot with Amelia Clark. She's been there ever since.
Okay.
So no one knows about that one because the pilot didn't air. But I can't really picture anybody else as her now.
No.
Also in the unaired pilot was a different Caitlin Stark, Michelle Fairley, who was in the Pride and Prejudice miniseries. She's a huge fan of the books, but she couldn't commit because she just had a kid.
Okay.
So we wound up with Michelle Fairley, not Jennifer Eale. All right. The Mountain, which was, I think, a good recast, has been recast three times. Conan Stevens, who had the best name, was in season one. Ian White was in season two. Conan Stevens left to go work on The Hobbit, which probably a good career move.
And plus, the New Mountain is better.
Well, and that's the thing. Ian White, no one liked because he wasn't big enough. And, of course, now you have Thor Bjornsson, who's 6'9 and 400 pounds and is the best of the mountains by far.
Yeah.
Isn't it half Thor? It's half Thor Bjornsson.
I think it's half Thor.
Yeah. Hate to see a full Thor. This one makes a lot of sense. Tommen Baratheon.
I remember they changed him because he was getting married and he was like a child.
Yeah.
He wasn't sex age yet. So they had to change him out.
Yeah, Callum Weary was the original one in 1 and 2, and Dean Charles Chapman is your new Tommen, and that's basically it. They wanted an older kid that could, you know, get it on with Marjorie. Dario Naharis, which we discussed.
That's the worst one. That was way too drastic of a change.
Yeah, and Ed Skrein was the original one, and they replaced him with Michael Huseman. Apparently, nobody liked Skrein, and they just decided...
Nobody liked him.
Liked his job as the actor. They didn't like the job he was doing. He didn't go over well with the public.
Oh, really?
He said politics led to his departure.
But what's funny is like he became a major character, and then was gone.
Yeah,
he started banging Daenerys, and then was gone.
Yeah, so she got banged by two different Darios.
Right. You can't change it up like that. Yeah. I mean,
that's like switching Dick York and Dick Sargent. You can't do it.
It was bad.
Myrcella Baratheon.
That's the Myrcella is Joffrey's sister, right?
Yes. Originally Amy Richardson in seasons 1 and 2, recast in season 5 and 6 as
to be like more adult like, right?
Well, no. They basically the first two seasons you just saw her going away on a boat and stuff. She didn't have any words. So they went to Nell Tiger Free,
but she's more grown up, right?
Not much more. They decided to replace her because the storyline expanded.
Okay.
So, this one I think is a good change. The Three-Eyed Raven, which made a brief appearance in season 4 with Strawn Roger, has been recast for season 6 with Max von Sydow, who is one of the great villain actors of our time.
All right.
Recently in Star Wars.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. I will always remember him as the brewmaster in Strange Brew, his greatest role. He'll never top that. Beric Dondarrion, as you will recall, was the guy who was raised from the raising from the dead in season 1.
He's the guy with the eye patch,
yes,
right?
Yes, David Michael Scott. He was recast as Richard Dormer in season 3 because he was more of a key figure. So, again, they wanted a different actor. They
wanted to go with a more famous guy.
Yeah, and a lot of these cases, these were bit part players early that they used more often. Another one, Richard Karstark, who got his head chopped off, as you recall. The original was Stephen Blunt in season 1, and he was replaced by John Stahl in seasons 2 and 3, but he barely appeared in season 1, so almost nobody realized how much older he got because he was very much a bit player, but the other actor was considerably older. And then finally, Stannis' wife, Selyse. The original was played by Sarah McKeever in season 1, and she was replaced by Tara Fitzgerald. And she had a very brief non-speaking appearance.
I don't remember the old one.
At the Burning of the Seven, yeah. And then she was hired another one. When they decided to expand the role, they went to her.
All right.
So that's quite a bit of change. And most of them, the first two with the unaired pilot.
This is not atypical of HBO shows, though.
No.
Like, money disputes come up, and then they're like, we're not paying that guy. And they'll just find somebody else. HBO, try to do everything on the cheap. Even when they've got shows like this that make them millions of dollars,
yeah,
they still try to do it on the cheap.
Lamont says, mighty funny how 17 to 21-year-old vets are men, soldiers, 17 to 21-year-old college students are kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Squeeze on a call real quick. Mario. You're on the Blitz. Go. Mario?
Yes.
Hey, sports.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Action.
Okay. No, I was just calling it. First time hearing the show. I just got like I got in, I guess. But I totally agree with what you're saying. You know, at first I was kind of on the wire as far as understanding these guys being 21 or whatever and then crying about a game. Whereas, you know, being prior service and having a, you know, DI or a sergeant or, you know, just somebody jumping down your throat and you having to, you know, the cojones to, you know, to hold your ground and you know, just go with it. So maybe everybody needs to get a little taste of basic training or something, you know.
That'd probably do a lot of people some good. I mean, a lot of people would cry there now. I don't know how the Army does it now. I don't understand how the United States military survives now when they get these kids coming in who need safe spaces and things like
that. Those kids don't need that. Not the kids who join the Army.
I hope not. There were some weak-ass kids that when I was surprised to see some. I joined the Army, and I signed up to be in the infantry. I knew it was going to be like – it wasn't going to be a cakewalk. There were people who showed up at basic training and couldn't do a push-up. And I was flabbergasted. I said, I mean, did you think we're coming to fat camp? Did you think this was like, you know, playtime summer camp? But it takes every kind to make it. But, I bet it's getting more and more difficult for these guys who have to be more, they've got to be more PC and, you know, it offends people to get yelled at. I don't know.
Female Rangers, one of your topics.
No, don't get me started. don't get me started on this.
713-780-ESPN. Did you find that, John?
I'm editing it.
Okay. Yeah, he gets to cuss. We'll do that when we come back. Well, we won't cuss. But I think it's a really good description of what we're talking about. With the blood and sweat and dirt in my buddy Justin. Caught up in the crossfire. Justin Van Zandt here to take you on.
My man. Thank you. I like him.
Good dude, man. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Then kiss my mother and board that plane. Only to lose my brothers and feel that pain.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I want to play. It's the whole thing is like 6 minutes long, so we're not going to do that. But it's worth your time to go find it on YouTube. But the last minute or so kind of, it summarizes everything in about, you know, everybody gets a trophy and, you know, this has been going on for 40 years that everybody's about themselves and they've always been taught to be about themselves. And, well, we'll just play this minute and I think it sums things up pretty well.
This is called trophy syndrome, where no one ever loses and everyone gets a prize. You can run the wrong way on the field and score 5 goals for the other team and you're still a winner. Even though you're actually a big f-ing loser. And this isn't just kids. NBA players give each other high fives when they miss a foul shot. Oprah gets a big round of applause for losing weight and another one for having the courage to put it back on. We tell our children they don't have to fix their flaws because it's the world's job to accept everything about them and love it. Like they say on reality shows, the most important thing is just you doing you. But what if you is a big ass? So, You can vote for Donald Trump if you want, but never think that for him it's about the country. He doesn't even really want to be president. He just wants to be called president because he is the logical result of 40 years of worshiping at the altar of self-esteem, where everything is about you and every kid gets a trophy wife.
Sums it up pretty well.
I've always hated that when dudes miss a free throw and then everybody comes in and touches hands. I don't understand that.
But when he was talking about it, yeah. Cutaway and or not a cutaway. They had a little shot of Dwight Howard missing a free throw and the Rockets giving him a high five.
Of course,
I hate it. I like when if I'm shooting free throws and I miss it, I don't want to high five you. And if I was shooting free throws and I made it, I don't want to high five you because I don't want to move off the spot I was just at.
Exactly.
So no, I don't like that.
But the earlier part of the segment, he's just. You know, talking about parents coddling kids to this point, and it's created this over the last 40 years. And not blaming the millennials, but this has been going on longer than that, going back to my generation. And I have to say, a lot of friends my age who had kids, I mean, their whole thing was, oh, I'm going to work so hard so my kids don't have to. Well, guess what? Yeah, I'm going to make sure they know that I love them. Okay, they do. Well, and this is what we get. This is what we have.
There's a lot of things out there that drives me crazy. And there's too many feelings. Everybody has too many feelings. Feelings are, for the most part, irrelevant.
Like, absolutely.
Those feelings are meant for you. That's internal stuff. Like you said, the trophy kids and everyone can be whatever they want to be. That's not true. It's not true that you can be whatever you want to be. And people need to stop lying about that. Like, you know, if you're pushing a D average in your sophomore year, you're not getting into Harvard, even if that's what you really want to do. You're just not. Okay? If you're, you know, on the JV baseball team your senior year, you're not going to be a big leaguer, bro. You're not going to do it. And once you can accept that reality and move on, move your focus on the things that are more realistic, the sooner the better. Not everyone has a right to everything. Not everything should be handed to everyone. That's not the way the world works. And the safe space thing, the only safe space is your house. If you leave your house, there will be, if you're easily offended, there will be things out in the real scary world that offend you. If you don't like that, stay in your house. That is where you were unaffected. Don't turn the TV on, though. That's not going to safe up your safe place. It's going to make it a danger place. But if you're really worried about being offended, stay home. Stay home because someone is going to offend you if that's the kind of person you are. And if you can't handle that without losing your bleep, you're better off just staying in your house.
Double Down says, to quote Judge Smales, the world needs ditch diggers too.
Yep.
Hey.
And that's the other thing. Listen, if you're afraid of people in the real world offending you, damn sure don't get on the internet. Because people will say things to you on the internet that they would never, ever say around you or in front of your face. The internet, that is no safe place. You will be offended on the internet daily. I wish I could tell you the things people call me on the internet pretty much every day. It's okay. The internet's not my safe space. I'll live. But yeah, I don't get this. There's a bunch of... I don't know what's going on. I worry for my children, I must say.
Disco says, your kids will know you love them when they grow up and they aren't whiny little a-holes with unrealistic goals.
Well, listen, I'm a truth sayer, and not just to my kids. When we get these kids in here that are interning, I know everybody wants to be nurtured and things. I try to tell people realistically, listen, you're probably not going to make it in this business. It's best when they tell me, oh, I'm a communications major, and I say, well, what's your minor? I don't have one.
Might want to do that.
You may want to figure something out, bro. because chances are good you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And it's like the guy who you're you know, the backup quarterback on your high school football team.
Uncle Rico.
And junior year, someone asks you what your plan is. Oh, I'm going to get a college scholarship and get drafted in the NFL. You got a fallback? You might need one. You know, at least show me you can sell a car, because that's probably where you're ending up. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you got to have your, you got to set your expectations and focus on what's legitimately attainable. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to lie to people and make them feel good about themselves. I'm against that.
I am more than willing to help people. I am. All I ask is that they actually make the effort. And I think I've talked about this before, where when I had access to scholarships and I told these kids that were in my classes, hey, if you, you know, you're really desperate and you need a scholarship, I'll help you find some. You know how many did? None.
Fred, there have been people come through here that I'm glad to point in the right direction or give advice to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But often my advice, not in all cases, but often since I've been here, my advice has been, you need to figure out something else. This isn't gonna, you're not gonna make it in this. And nobody likes to hear that. But if there was something that I was hoping to do and there was just no way I was gonna be able to do it, and it was my life goal, I wish somebody would tell me instead of letting me waste all my time.
Hey, I wanted to be a rock star more than anything.
You were never going to be a rock star.
And
you don't have the look.
Well, you're ridiculous. I was better looking back then. Now I look like all the guys my age that are rock stars. And I got out there and...
Steven Tyler looks better than you right now.
Dude, have you seen how much work that dude's had on his face?
I'm not so sure. You can't afford it because he was a rock star.
Well, but I knew after a couple weeks that wasn't going to be for me. And went on to do the next thing. Tried it. And, I could have had a lot more success probably if I'd stayed with it, but it wasn't going to be for me. It wasn't in the cards, I could tell. And nobody had to tell me that. But sometimes I wish people would tell folks that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. All right, when we come back, we'll do Hey Man Bleep That. This mine kind of dovetails out of this, but right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And you've heard me talk about these guys for a while. 2 years ago, went in there, decided to, you know, that I needed to lose some weight and didn't like the way I looked. And I managed to get 50 pounds off, and they've taught me how to keep it off. It's been fantastic, and they can help you too. They've been helping people for 28 years. You can lose more weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more, with no exercise required, no prepackaged meals. And they've got a great deal for you right now. 6 weeks for $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com. And, hey, if you're outside of Houston, they have a home program that will work for you as well. So if you're over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, even Lake Charles, give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
Well, I made a deal with the devil last night.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You could stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Before we do this, I'll save this. I think I might have to rat out somebody I like for cell phone talking in the bathroom.
Oh, on the crapper?
Yes.
Who is it?
I don't want to say, because it's somebody I like, you like, we all like. I may have to do it. I have to think about this. I'll save it for tomorrow.
Philpott?
Don't start guessing because I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to wait until tomorrow and then I'm going to decide. But anyway.
Was it Jong?
No, it was not Jong.
I was in there, though. I was washing my hands.
Well, who was it?
I don't want
to
rattle.
Oh, look at you guys.
You ought to be able to figure it out because how many people here do we like enough to not say anything about?
I don't know.
Anybody else we would just destroy.
It's got to be Michael Carroll.
No, it's not Michael Carroll either.
I don't know. I don't know anybody else. You guys like too many people.
Anyway. No, you'll like this one. All right, we're going to do Hey Man Bleep That. I don't know if we have anything to give away, though, do we?
I feel like I just spent a giant chunk of Hey Man Bleep That.
Okay, we have nothing to give away, so we're just going to do it. We'll all three have one.
Oh, I don't have anything yet. I totally forgot about this.
We'll let John go first.
I didn't really have one either, but I've recently moved back into the Heights area with my friend. We're in between moves, and I needed a place.
What do you mean we're in between moves? What does that
parents,
even mean?
In between moves. We sold the house in Katy. They are building a house in Memorial, but it's not done yet. There's no water, so I moved back in with my friend in the Heights. And I forgot how much of a bitch 610 was in the morning going from the Heights to the Galleria area. And it takes me, I think, 15 minutes from when I get onto 610 into where I could either exit San Felipe or Westheimer. And it takes about 15 minutes to get to that exit. And I just forgot how much of a pain in the ass that the traffic is, even when I don't even have to. Today, I had to get in at around 10:30 for a promo meeting. And it took me 30 minutes to get in here from the Heights and to 610 traffic in the morning. I say, hey, man, fuck that.
I was actually, I'd been watching the Yankees Astros today. And then I drove in. And this isn't anything that's breaking news. But listening to the radio broadcast in my car, and because the Yankees were the home team, it was easy to find a Yankees home broadcast. I don't know if they're even doing away broadcasts at this point in the season. Usually on Sirius, you get the home team's broadcast, and I don't remember the last time I listened to a Yankees game.
Yeah.
It is so painful. Susan Waldman is the worst. And everyone says John Sterling's so great. I don't think he's that good. And he was saying Carlos Correa. And, I mean, it's kind of like, if you've got the job as the play-by-play man for the Yankees, you should probably be brushed up enough. And maybe because he's a New York guy, maybe that's just how they say it. But
still, that's not the guy's name.
But every time I heard Susan Waldman talk, I just wanted to kill myself. So I don't really have a good Hey Man Bleep That, but that's the one thing I wanted to bitch about today, besides what I bitched about for the last 30 minutes and statue building and stuff. I used all my complaining already.
Okay, I understand. Sorry. Well, you could still say,
Hey man, that.
All right, mine is, I try to do common courtesy things.
I don't.
And, I bitch a lot about traffic and how people drive and how they don't pay attention and just generally being a-holes. Well, yesterday morning, dogs got me up at 5:30 as usual. Going out to walk the dog. And people can't drive downtown. And I've almost gotten clipped a couple times. Well, the walk light's there. This lady takes a right-hand turn from three lanes over. Not in the not in the left lane where you're supposed to turn. She's three lanes over. Never sees me. Fortunately, I saw her and got out of the way with a few seconds to spare. I look up. Bitch is wearing headphones.
Who does that? Who are we calling women bitches now, Fred?
No. The person. I think it could have been a man.
Okay.
So either way,
we don't know how they identify. You mean?
Yeah.
If it was her safe space, you don't want to misidentify.
Right. Exactly. But okay. I get. The people wear headphones walking around. I do that all the time. But driving? I don't care if your stereo doesn't work. You almost ran over somebody because you got headphones on. The hell? You're not paying any attention. It's bad enough. And I get, man, nobody pays attention because they text and they're doing all kinds of stupid stuff. Is it too much to ask that if you're going to drive around downtown at 5:30 in the morning where there are people out walking that you actually just look and make sure you're not going to hit anybody and you don't wear bleeping headphones? To that I say, hey man, f*** that. So we don't really need a winner because we don't
have a prize.
And those were all kind of just general complaints. Yeah, I don't know, John. I need a ruling on this, man. I don't know if I want to rat this guy out or not.
We can bring him in and talk to him about it.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
Do we have time?
We got 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't know if that's enough time to delve into this.
Is he gonna? Well, we're not doing a show tomorrow.
No.
Well, let's just bring him in. Let's go get him.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's the guy who will be on next with Soccer Matters.
Oh, it's Glenn Davis?
Yes.
Oh, no. What, he's talking on the cell phone while he's dropping a deuce?
Yes.
What's this? Come on in here.
Come in here. We've got a bone to pick with you.
No, come on in.
Tell me why I'm coming in here. What are we talking about?
We're talking about your bathroom behaviors.
Why? What's up? Oh, I was talking on the cell phone?
You're talking on the cell phone while you take a dump here.
No, I wasn't taking a dump. I was taking a piss.
Okay.
Why am I saying this on the radio?
I don't know. I was told that you were dropping a deuce and you were in there talking on your cell phone.
No. All I know is he was talking on his cell phone in the bathroom with the door closed.
Were you guys eavesdropping on my conversation?
How do you not eavesdrop on somebody talking in a public bathroom?
Guys, I had to book my guests for the show. I mean, I'm a one-man band.
I mean, you couldn't hold it until you finished the phone call?
Nature called.
I mean, but don't you worry that whoever's on the other end is going to hear you urinating?
Wait a minute. Who's spreading this? Who was
Fred and John?
We were both in there, yes.
Yeah, Fred and John were both in
there. Did I say anything good?
No.
Well, no, who were you talking to while you were peeing?
I think it was my brother. We were talking about the NCAA.
You said you were booking a guest like it was something important to be
guest,
talking
but
about.
But I was also talking to my brother.
Did you change up a call midstream?
After you guys left, I think I called somebody else. Yeah.
Oh,
I had to book Eddie Robinson, my partner on Root Sports.
Oh, my goodness. You got to quit talking on the phone in the bathroom.
It's
that horrible. It's horrible etiquette.
Yes, it's horrible. It's awful etiquette.
For
horrible.
All of you listening in, I really apologize for the language I just used on the show.
What did you say?
I used some.
No, you didn't.
Not good.
Oh, you're okay.
See, do you realize? Okay. You realize this was?
You know, I knew we were coming in here to talk soccer, guys. John is behind the glass.
You got a big show tonight.
You're going to be talking.
I do have a big show tonight. I got Carly Lloyd on. That's big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Number one female player in the world, right? That's good.
And number one non DWI female player in the world.
What do you think about that DWI?
I don't care.
I mean, who hasn't driven with a couple drinks in?
Not me.
Hey, I have
that's
a question
a lie,
for you,
but I've never been caught.
Yeah. It's not a good thing, but at least she owned up to it. And
that's good.
That Real Madrid game Saturday?
Yeah.
That goal that got taken away? That was terrible, wasn't it?
What are we talking about here?
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
You're making stuff up, Fred.
I'm not making stuff up. I was watching.
If Glenn
it.
Doesn't know about it, you're making things up.
The goal that was called back, what minute was it in?
It was right before Ronaldo scored the winner. It was the one right before. Yeah. Was that a terrible call?
I have to go look at it before I go on the show, but. You know, Ronaldo's interesting. He plays 85 minutes, does nothing, and then scores you the game winner. And that's the mark of a champion.
All right. Lots of that coming up with Glenn Davis, Soccer
Matters.
Okay,
I apologize for my etiquette. I just my whole clean-cut image has been ruined by Fred and AJ.
Stay sportsy, bitches.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
ESPN. 97.5.